As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's a brand new week, so we have reset everything.
Oh,
everyone,
we all get
has
nopes. Oh,
yeah. All their new nopes for news.
Can we nope the theme song?
News. Good.
News.
Nope.
I guess we're stopping it.
Nope.
News.
Nope.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news. Or nope.
News or nope. Kind of the hard news of the day, but it's run through the filter of the morons who are... Like, you guys just always pick the story that you like.
Good evening.
Hold on.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. I specifically chose this story because I thought Slacker would like it. Denver is rolling out outdoor drinking zones in downtown.
I mean, oh.
I am trying to be
you
a
won't
good
be alone
boy
anymore.
Right now.
You say you won't be alone anymore?
Yeah.
I won't be alone
anymore. Yeah, drinking outside.
Listen.
Is roaming around out
so
there.
So they're doing like the Austin, Texas thing.
Probably.
Oh. Because
like
there's something really
Glenarm
cool.
Around Place on 16th Street.
So they're going to like block off a block and you can like take a drink outside. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love
Why
it.
Don't they do that at like Larimer Square? Like they, ever since COVID, they never opened Larimer Square back up, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you could walk out of Cap Grill and walk over to Ocean Prime and then walk back over to like, they've changed the names of everything else down there. Why don't they do that? Like,
I don't know.
Maybe yeah, I don't know. Either.
Have you ever been in that situation where you're, I've had it, my friends, you're like, you're at a bar, you're at, oh, my phone, oh, let me step outside. Oh, and you're standing, and you look down and realize you're still holding the drink and you just stepped outside of a bar and now you're like,
am I going to get in trouble?
I'm going to jail forever.
Yeah.
And it's like,
oh
just
my God.
An honest mistake. And it's like, it's not that, yeah, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just let us wander the
right.
earth.
Yeah.
If we're of age,
I like the idea of being outside more. It's where I get my most outdoor time. Or how I get my most outdoor time.
How you get your D.
No, I get drink differently.
No. Oh, that's fine. She's got a fiancé.
She's
all full up on that other
okay,
one.
Okay,
all right, so when does that go into effect? Nice job on the news there. Nice job on the news.
Good evening. Tinder is trying to help
another
people.
Another story for Slacker.
Exactly. It's
I am
not
on
me,
the dating sites.
But maybe you should be, because Tinder is trying to help people date and connect more intentionally.
Okay.
The way they're doing this doesn't feel more intentionally to me. They have added a height filter so that you can just...
Are you kidding
get
me?
Get rid of people who are the wrong height for you.
Do you know how when I was on Tinder, I never got any dates? If they add this, I will never, ever get a date because I'm not the right height.
How tall are you? You don't want to
There's
say.
Not 5'9". A right height. I hate this topic so much.
Wait, but you're a short girl. So that's so? I am a 5'7 girl. There is a right height.
You
I'm
think
actually
you're
like
too
a 5'8. I'm a tall girl. Yeah. Especially in shoes.
I have dated girls almost my own height, even my own height. And it's okay. But I think I would rather, if I would put a filter on, I would go Aaron.
You'd
height.
Be like, be under 5'7.
Yeah, but under that, you're 5'7. Right. That does feel like, what if everything, like she's everything. and she's 5'7", and I'm not even going to give her a chance.
Right. It's tough.
That's crazy.
But I think that Tinder's saying, like, we want to connect you with people you're going to marry. So are you going to marry someone? I don't think I would marry someone shorter than me. I'm just saying it. I'm saying it.
Right. And you, not really? Only that, you're 5'7",
5'8". 5'7" and a half.
So then if you like to do nice events where you wear heels, then you're going to go 6 and above.
I can't say that I wear heels often, but yeah.
How tall is your fiancé over 6?
Fiancé is 6'1".
Oh my God. See, yeah.
Mm. No, I think he's 6.
I have no chance of ever, when that rule, I'm not on Tinder anyway, but like, never.
I would maybe measure your fiance. It sounds like he's right around that where we start lying.
What I think he said is
as a 6-foot man myself, we kind of start stretching the truth.
Are you calling Dane a liar?
I'm calling myself one.
I believe Dane said on apps he would put 6 foot because he's almost 6'1", but he didn't want to lie.
Oh.
Have you've stood next to him?
Yeah, he's about my height, I think.
I'm just going to tell you this.
I don't know.
He seems so much scarier than you.
What? Really?
I know you
just
think
from
of it.
Like,
yeah, he's just a dude.
Look.
It's like if all of a sudden, oh my God, somebody's coming, I'm not getting behind T-Hack.
Good, because I'm getting behind you.
Right, no, and I'm getting behind Dane.
Okay. I'm getting behind. Yeah, the guy's 6'1".
Dane is a sweet, sweet man.
No, he might be, but he also seems like he's probably got a switch in his head that makes him a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't care if he's 6'1 or 6-nothing.
Okay.
Like,
big
he's the guy I'm getting behind. All right. Sorry. That was really. Look. Yeah, okay. So that's coming. Do we know when that's coming, or you got as much knowledge as Aaron?
It's rolled out. But you have to be one of the like premium members and pay $40 for it.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
Mm. Good evening.
Good evening.
Slacker Show research team back out on the streets, this time examining the effects of pregnancy. This time, these guys have been working really hard.
The effect is a baby.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Thanks. Are you on the Slacker Show research team? Because
no.
That is the main effect.
Oh.
Well, there's also another effect. Mainly that the average weight gained during pregnancy, 14 pounds.
This feels like a bad thing for T-Hack to be talking about.
Can I just say this? Oh, my God. My ex-wife.
Don't reveal how much weight she gained.
Dude, she did it with pride. She was like, she's a crazy fit. The people in this room who know her, she's a crazy fitness woman.
She's very like, dedicated, yeah.
And crazy fitness people, I've known crazy fitness people to like.
Can we stop
gain,
saying crazy? Yeah. I don't like that.
No, I mean like when you're like crazy, like you're CrossFit.
She's focused, she's dialed in.
No, she's crazy. Yeah. She's crazy.
She's a passionate.
Like it's when you go too far.
Dedicated.
When it becomes like your religion, it becomes, I'm sorry. But anyway, they gain, like you could see one of those people pregnant from behind and not know they were pregnant.
Right.
Because it's just a basketball sitting on the front of them.
Yes.
That is a 12-pound gain. My wife gained 50-plus pounds on each kid. I think one of them was closer to 70. Because she was like, let's effing go. Like, Ben from El Jardín would drop
like
off.
You should be revealing this.
No, she did it with pride. She would like.
Well, because she was like, this is my chance.
Yes, right. She was like, she would get a catering order of cheese enchiladas from El Jardín. Like, that's enough for a family of, like, 4 to have for dinner. And I'd be like, oh, Ben dropped off enchiladas. I'd get home. Gone. Gone for lunch. A catering portion.
And now I'm feeling like I should have interrupted you a little soon. The average weight gain of 14 pounds by the fathers.
Oh, my gosh. I was not expecting that.
Well, if I wasn't divorced.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.